Singapore, a success story. Singapore is a fascinating place. It's a giant floating city 130 kilometres north of the equator. The city has four official languages: Chinese, Malay, Tamil and English. English is the language everyone uses for official business, and all the schools teach English. Singapore is one of the smallest countries in the world, but it is also one of the richest. For years, it has been famous for its high level of education, and it's the number one country in the world for teaching maths. Most people think that Asian schools in general are very strict. Is this the secret of Singapore's great success too? Not at all. If you walked into a maths class in a primary school in Singapore, you'd be surprised by how active and noisy it was. You wouldn't see children sitting quietly in their chairs, watching their teacher at the board and writing out sums in their notebooks. You would see a lot of activity and hear a lot of noise. School starts at the age of 7 in Singapore. The maths program starts very slowly, and the younger children spend a lot of time on the first steps. They use everyday objects, like beans and fruit, to feel and see the basic ideas. They don't copy from the board or do exercises in their books. They pick maths up through playing. By sharing objects with friends, they find out about division. By building towers with blocks, they learn addition. It looks like the children are simply playing, but they're not. They're working out the answers to complex problems in a fun and interesting way. Would this system work if it was taught in your country? A lot of schools around the world have tried it out, the UK, for example, and the USA. And it's been a great success.
Fact. The largest maths class was given in Nigeria in July 2013, with 2,381 people in the class.